So, doctor, what do you have to say?
Doctor, huh? Yeah. Well, it's fun because in meditation, it just got clear to me that today the talk was going to be about change through action, were the two words that I got through that. And so I'll see if there's anything more I can say, but my God, what Jim shared. You know, one of the key things I like is the simplicity. That I've just found that as I've allowed more of that simplicity, allowed myself to live more of the simplicity, which is the flow of spirit, that life really has become more simple. And it's gotten to the point, I remember maybe a year ago or so, I was talking with a few people, and I think I said, I actually feel settled in my life. I think it's the first time I've ever felt very settled. Might have been you, actually. I felt settled, which was another way of saying simple and relaxed. It's like finally I find myself in a place of kind of in a groove, in a mode. And so in living that now, it's just been coming to a different place where I like what Jim was talking about. Now, remember, it's not boredom. This isn't boring. It's just simple and easy. Now, there's still the ups and downs of the emotions and the thoughts and the own reactions and actions and all that are still there. But even in that, I start to see how those are just habit patterns of the mind, the emotions, and the body that have always been there, and they just kind of do their own thing. And I've gotten so used to them. And in a sense, they've become boring. My own inner process of actions, reactions, whatever that is. And it's like gotten to the point where you just kind of start to observe it. You just kind of look at it in a different way, and that's what I've been doing in feeling more settled, is just beginning, in a sense, to observe my inner life as I'm doing my outer in a different way. Because you see, in the past, when I would go into reaction, in that reaction, I was usually doing it out of something's wrong, out of a judgment, of a fear, out of a control or of an expectation of the way I wanted it to be. And in that wrongness and the reaction, then there's this part of me that thinks, well, now I've got to do something to change it, to correct it, because it's not right. And so, of course, then, guess what? I was now taking actions out of reaction. So it's reaction. So instead of coming from a place of loving neutrality, it was coming from a place of reaction. And guess what happens when you start taking action out of a reaction of something's wrong? You just continue promoting the wrong, that sense of reaction, something that is out of balance, something within ourselves that we have judged or feared, that we think it's supposed to be a certain way, and it's not that way, so now we're going to make it right, the righteousness. We're going to make it right because this is the way I know it's supposed to be. Otherwise, I wouldn't be upset, right? I wouldn't be upset if it wasn't right. That's the funny game in all this, is just beginning to realize that that's all that's going on, is what's going on inside of us, of what we think or feel or say about it. And it may not be true. Maybe it is true for us, but maybe it's not the truth that's true for all of us. And I found it's important to realize that the more I've done that over, especially the last year here in my boredom, I mean simplicity and ease, that those old patterns of wanting to still do that I don't respond to them the same way, because in a sense, it's kind of fun being bored with those parts of myself, because then I just don't want to give them energy anymore. I don't want to continue feeding them and promoting what I think is right according to whatever that is running inside of me. And so I've been finding in the last year of looking at this that, yeah, I still had my little reactions, but my God, they're so much smaller where they used to be so huge. Because I see when I've promoted the reaction that it just ends up coming back and it just keeps promoting reaction. So as I've allowed that just to shrink inside of me, I'm not putting out nearly to the degree what I used to, so I don't have the reaction coming back. And so life just keeps getting simpler and easier in that process. So I found that very fascinating, just to realize that dynamic that goes on within all of us. And so now when I see it going on, of course, you know, once you really understand it and see it more in yourself, well, then it's easier to see it in everybody else. It's kind of how it works. The nice thing, too, with that, then when you see it in other people, then you're okay with it. Then you actually find yourself kind of laughing and giggling at the world and the games and the things people go through, rather than, in a sense, saying, oh, yeah, that's horrible. That's so terrible that's going on for you. I'm so sorry that's going on and you're having to deal with that. Because you begin to see the follies of this journey in this world. And then it really, in a sense, becomes a little bit of a silly, giggly kind of a process. And that's not to take away from what we do feel as a seriousness or the pain of the world. But I've really, in a sense, come to that place of really realizing more even the game of that, of the suffering and the pain. Yes, it is part of this process. It is part of this journey in this world. But the perspective of that process is what I'm speaking of here. That's the spiritual journey. The spiritual journey is the inner perspective by which we are viewing this journey through the mind, emotions, and body. That's the thing that's really changing. And so, the actions that I've taken in promoting change has been to move more towards that state of observation. Because in that observation, I found a greater calm, a sense of neutrality, by which it's easier, in a sense, to step back and not get caught up in all of the reactions within myself or getting caught up in the reactions with other people in their process. And in that state of neutrality, there's just that peace. It's like living in this bubble that you can just so be aware of, in where one sense you feel so separate and outside of the rest of creation, but yet at the same time you see it right before you, so yet you know you're in it. But that sense of neutrality in that is that state of being, of loving awareness. And it has just been simply through the action of meditation. That, I would have to say, has always been the core key action that I have found to create the change that I've wanted in my life all along. Even when it was the physical changes that I was looking for, that I was looking to make happen, because that's what I thought would make me happier, by having those certain physical things that I wasn't having at any point in my life. So, of course, there's the process of, as Jim mentioned, the willfulness, the willpower. I'm going to make this happen. I'm going to push this. It's going to happen. And so I found at times, and here's the interesting thing, at times I would find that that willfulness would get me to move forward, it'd get me to initiate the change that I was looking for. And so in some ways it actually served me very well. It did give me the impetus to get up and do, to take actions, so that those things that I was looking to change did change in my life. But I had to pay attention, because if I wasn't careful, that willfulness could then begin pushing now and beginning to stir reaction within myself and other people. And so I found that it wasn't always the same. What was different is where I was coming from inside of myself as I was willing myself forward. Does that make sense? So my initial willing myself forward was me beginning to take the steps to create the change, to take action. But then I had to, in a sense, move into a process of letting go of that willfulness, so that now I could ride that momentum that I had created, but no longer was it now a push that would get in the way of now bulldozing through life that now begins to turn into an action of the ego. It's important to pay attention inside in all that we're doing, because we can start out in a way that truly is, in a sense, an impulse or an impetus from spirit. But then it can become a new habit when all that impulse of spirit, in a sense, is done because it was there to assist us in the change for the new action in our life. And so that was completed, and now we're living the new action. But if we're not careful, we can take that initial impulse and keep living that, thinking that that's spirit, and now it's no longer spirit, but now we've now made it a habit, and we're living it out of the animal nature, the ego. So it's always important to be present. Live in the now. Be present here and now, so that you are aware of what's going on now. Where are you coming from now? Yes, I know how it has been in the past. Yes, I know these spiritual experiences I've had and how there's been these wonderful actions of grace and what look like miracles or blessings of how that's even moved into my physical journey here and has created such wonderful changes in my life. But that was then, and those I am grateful for all that has taken place in my life and that action of grace in me and through me. But what about now? What about now? That was the past. What about here and now? What is present now? Where are you inside of yourself now with what's taking place? Are you now just living the habit of the new change? Yeah, you got what you wanted. And now you're doing that, so you've become settled. You've relaxed into a new habit pattern. And it was just what we wanted. Wonderful. But then even after a while, now that new thing eventually becomes old. And once again, that thing inside of us begins to stir. I want change again. This is getting old. This is getting boring. This isn't fulfilling me anymore like it used to in the beginning when this is what I was looking for. What now? But I thought this is what I wanted. And it is. But now maybe we come to a place within ourselves that we fulfilled a lot of that action of where that change occurred in the past. And so now maybe we find ourselves once again in a place by which we're ready for another change. The next step, a new action, to have new experience, to have new awakening, to come to yet greater understanding of the inner process as we walk this physical journey. Because truly it really is the spiritual journey. But yet, because we are in this physical body, we are very caught up in the physical part of it. But if we can once again remind ourselves and always bring ourselves back to the spiritual journey, the spiritual perspective, that even this life in this world is yet truly still the journey of the soul. So make it about the soul. Make it about the soul's journey and not so much about the physical. But how do we do that? Go back inside. Go within. I don't care if it's even only 5 minutes, if that's all it takes. Don't stress yourself and struggle about you got to do 2.5 hours a day every single day. I don't do 2.5 hours a day every single day. I do 4. I used to quite a bit, and I do once in a while. But no. Why place that expectation on yourself? Take whatever time it takes just to go inside, to realign yourself, to get in touch once again with that spiritual essence of loving, of who you are. If you've been meditating a while, you have a good idea of what that is. Sure, you still may have all these doubts and questions and wonders around all of that. But you know. You just need to acknowledge it more. Give yourself a little more credit acknowledge the loving that you really know who you are and that you are aware of inside. And know that all you have to do is simply touch back into that. Just move your inner awareness back into that divine essence that you know is true, that you know is there. You know how good it feels when you get there. When you get there, you just relax. Things become peaceful, more simple again. It's like a breath of fresh air. You get re-energized, realigned. You go, okay, I can handle this once again. This is all right, what's going on right now, right here in my life. The situation I'm in, whatever that is, really is okay. Sure, it's challenging, I'm struggling. But at this moment, I'm okay with it. That's what I'm talking about. It's simply getting into that place inside of yourself of being okay with whatever it is you're dealing with in life. And the more you can keep coming back to that place of okayness, the more that will live within you, the more you will live in that. And in that okayness is where we begin to see the change take place. Because that okayness is that place of loving neutrality by which change can truly take place. Not out of willfulness of the ego, but simply out of letting and allowing of the spirit. In a sense, we've removed ourselves. We removed the ego that was in the way. But we didn't really remove anything. We simply just moved ourselves to the place of loving. And it's in us moving to that place of loving that allows all the other to just come about in its own accord. That's the simplicity and ease of living the loving that we are speaking of. It's getting to that place to allow it to happen. I like that. So change through action. But it is the action that is important that we take that allows that change. So sometimes it does take a physical doing to get the energy rolling, to get the ball rolling. So there are the outer actions we can do. But make most important the inner action of going inside. In bringing yourself back to that place of loving. And just let the change unfold from there. That's how you get to the simplicity and the ease. And then you too can live a boring life. That's the joke. Because when you're in that place, it's really not boring. It really isn't. If anything, you find yourself in a greater place of enjoyment, of acceptance, of freedom. And living your life from that place is a nice place to live. And I'll tell you what, as long as you're still in the body, there's going to be something else that's going to come up in your life that's going to once again stir you out of that place of simplicity and ease. To once again see, hey, you want to have a little fun? You want some challenge? You're getting a little bored, weren't you? Don't you want to have a little fun again? Come on, let's go into the world, into the complexity, into the challenges. So you know you're alive, you're living. You're getting a little stagnant, lazy there, right? How about a little challenge and complexity to make you know you're alive and living? Give you something to work on, something to do. Let's see how spiritual you really are. or how reactive you really are. As long as we as soul have a body that we're working through, there's always going to be a little bit of something. So, in a sense, you don't have to worry about being bored too long or being stagnant. Go ahead, try to be stagnant. It ain't going to happen. If there's anything that's impossible, that's it. Because even if you get lazy and bored and you do get stagnant, you'll go crazy. You won't be able to stand it. And you yourself will get up and do something to now once again create the change, because that's not a very enjoyable place to be living in. Because in that sense of stagnation comes with it the pain. And just out of our own nature, we'll look for the way out of pain. That's one of the blessings of this world, of the pain, of the negativity, of the sorrow, is that that actually will motivate us to do something, to move forward in life, to get free of the pain. And it is that seeking the freedom of from that pain that gets us to walk through our life's journey, to have the experiences that we're here to have, to learn the lessons, to have the opportunity to truly, fully experience the soul's journey. And it's through that journey we do come to that point, to that door, by which the soul is now ready for a different journey, a different experience, a higher perspective, beyond this world, and that journey into and through the different realms of spirit. That journey, when you begin that journey, and even after you begin it, will keep the magic alive. It'll keep the curiosity always wondering, what's next? I know that loving and peace, I've tapped into it in the physical body, and now I'm beginning to taste it, to see it, to experience it out of body, in the spirit. And it's fascinating. It's wondrous. Maybe a little scary. Maybe not. Maybe exciting and joyous. It is a joyous journey. Let your eyes cast upon the pearls of wisdom of the inner kingdom. Let your journey be a journey through the spiritual realms, that you, a soul, truly begin the greater journey now. Sure, it's important to take care of this physical journey, but that, let that be the littlest part. Let the greater journey now be what your life is about. The spiritual journey, the true journey of the soul's full awakening in return home. The soul coming home. Its true home. Let that journey be your motivator. When you let that be your motivator instead of the pain of the world, that's when life does get easier and simpler and more joyful. And that's where we truly wake up and know the divine and the grace and the freedom. And boy, is it ever an amazing journey. Just amazing, the inner experiences that the soul can have. Just amazing. Get caught up in that movement. Let that be the movement of your change. Because in that movement, it changes everything. It changes everything. It'll create more change than you can even imagine. More than what you've even realized you've wanted. More knowing, more experience. I'll tell you what, when you get motivated to set this body down for 2.5 hours or more, that's a real vacation. When I didn't have the money to travel, I really didn't even want to because I was so excited about getting out of body and soul journeying, soul traveling, that I was grateful to have several hours. And instead of planning vacations physically, I would plan my time to spend hours meditating, reading about spirit, and then going back into meditation because I wanted to travel inwardly, that greater journey. That got me excited. And I'll tell you what, that journey is so much more exciting and fun than any vacation or journey you could take in this world. If you love to travel, or even if you don't, try that journey. Schedule your next vacation off of work. If you get a week, schedule a week. And I don't care where you bring your body. If you put it somewhere else or schedule it and you stay home, schedule a week, a vacation, not to go tour out in the world, but to totally immerse yourself in hours every day in meditation. Maybe a nice book or tape or CD to listen to as part of that time. Yeah. It can inspire and motivate you and actually bring you to that place of meditation that makes it easier at times to just go right in, close your eyes, and go inside. Schedule time like that for yourself. It's amazing what experience you can have when you really give yourself that type of time. Because in that, you give yourself the opportunity to truly have the greater experiences that you're looking for, that you're coming to all these classes and everything we do here. You wouldn't be here if you weren't looking for that. But if you really want it, realize it does take some time and energy. Just like meditation, I like to call it a mini retreat. It's my mini retreat every day. Whatever that time of meditation is that I do. Every morning, that's my mini retreat. But that's why it's wonderful to even get away for a weekend or a week to do a physical retreat. Because what are you doing when you're going to retreat? You're scheduling in time that you can really just focus on the spirit, to have the inner experience, to have the inner awakening. But you can do that anywhere, at any time you choose. You don't have to go to some spiritual retreat physically to have that for yourself. Yes, it helps, and it's wonderful. That's why I keep doing it to this day. But you can do that anytime you want for yourself. Take a spiritual vacation. Give yourself the time so that you really have the inner experience that you're wanting to have. And man, let me know if you have it. I don't know anything more exciting. I remember those first several years in particular, how excited I was to spend the time in meditation to have the inner experience. That inner experience is what this journey is about. I don't care if this inner experience is in body or out of body. It's the spiritual experience, however it is, that's important. That's what makes this real. That's what answers all the questions and removes the doubt. That brings us back to that place of enthusiasm and the joy of living, the excitement of the journey home. And believe me, when you have that running in you, these things in this world, they're just not going to matter so much anymore. All those changes and things we were speaking of earlier about even in the physical world, the struggles, whatever it is, even mentally and emotionally with all that physically, those things just will not matter that much anymore when you begin to have that greater inner experience. You'll want that so much. And then the challenge, just like Jim said earlier in his talk, the challenge then is to still take care of the physical world, the physical body, and all that goes with it. Because there's a part of us that will want to spend so much more time now just inside, in spirit. But that's a nice place to be and to come from. That's your motivator. And now you're just handling the world because you know that's part of the journey and there's a responsibility to complete that. But it's not out of the pain and suffering of it, but out of the joy of you know that as you handle that, that's allowing you to finish and complete your journey of learning here so that you can now fully return back into the realms of spirit. And spirit now becomes your motivator, your life. And then you just handle all the rest so that you can experience more and more in that greater journey of the soul's return. Starting to get excited about it again. You get a little complacent sometimes. I do too. And I'll tell you what, when I have the inner experience, it just wakes that up and just gets me so enthused again and how amazing and how just incredibly wonderful and loving the inner experience is. And it just keeps me going. It's when I don't have that inner experience, when I lose that greater depth of there's always a sense of it, but I'm talking about that greater depth of connection that comes with immersing ourselves for hours in meditation or like in retreats. It's at greater depth. When I don't have that for even just a week, let alone a few weeks, I feel the separation. I can feel a part of me that gets tired, that starts to experience more pain. But then it comes to a point where I say, that's enough. And once again, I take my spiritual vacation to immerse myself once again in that greater depth of loving. I am so grateful that when I do that, I do have the experience, and I know it's because I create the space to have that. That's all we have to do, is create the space by which we can have that. That's what meditation is creating the space. And then you give yourself the opportunity to wake up to the fullness and know that greater loving that you've been seeking all along. Okay. Thank you.
We'll see you when we get back. And just remember, they'll continue having meetings here every Sunday, same time, 10:30 to 12:30, either with Bill or with Randy Bass doing them. So please come if you'd like. And we'll see you when we get back. And it actually will be the second week of Sunday of August.